to come into his house. Because he wanted to understand this gospel, this doctrine that was being preached in his land. He wanted to be a part of the believers. Now, while he was wanting this so desperately, the sorcerer was in his ear saying, you don't have to hear the gospel of the Lord. Because I am right here and I'm telling you what thus says the Lord. Don't you know that people will get so holy that they'll tell you what thus says the Lord because they want to instill in you what they want. Anybody ever felt that way? You have your own agenda, not the agenda of the Lord. Some people are walking around saying, God said this, God said that, and God ain't nowhere in it. Watch it. If you watch their character and you watch how they move, you even listen to some of the prayers they pray, you'll know just who they're serving. Preach, Holy Spirit. So now that they come into the presence of the governor welcomed them. He had a feast for them. He had laid out all of his best things for them. Why? Because when you have guests over to your house, you want to make sure you impress them. Amen? Especially when they are bringing something that you want. Amen? Here it is. The governor was ready, but the sorcerer just kept on telling the governor, you don't need them. They are false. But in fact, he was the false prophet. Amen? Anybody came across some false prophets in your time? Watch out. Watch out. Those type of people will pray some things against you. Watch it. Do what you came to do, Holy Spirit. Here it is, dealing with the false prophet, this sorcerer, if you will. Saul stood up and looked him in his face. He said that if you will begin to talk to me one more time, the things that you have done from this day forward, blindness and darkness will come upon you. All of a sudden, this sorcerer was stumbling. He couldn't see. Darkness was all around him. Things were beginning to overtake him. He was calling to the maidens to ask him, can you lead me because I cannot see? Some of us are walking in darkness right now and believing that you're looking into the marvelous light. But in fact, that's not the light you're looking in. The governor was impressed by these things that he saw, and he became a believer. Anybody in here just actually seen some things, and by what you saw, you became a believer? Let me help you out. Don't always be impressed by the things you see. Everything that cry holy doesn't always mean holy. So the governor knew that he was in a place of righteousness. He knew that he was getting what he needed from the Lord. And he knew that these two men that were called out were men of God. He believed. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I believe. Hallelujah. See, we got to declare some things. I believe. He was not that he believed. Saul was just bold. You know that Paul was this theologian. I need you to understand that Saul was a general of generals. And he was the main theologian and he was the captain of all. But because he came across a man in Damascus, on the road of Damascus, he even looked upon him when he showed up in him. He said, are you out to kill me? This man that he came across was Jesus. And even in that 3 days of being blinded and set aside and praying and fasting for those 3 days before Ananias came and touched him, he was being converted. Anybody being converted? Anybody actually just hearing the word of God and setting stuff aside and praying and fasting actually get to be converted? Has anybody been in that place? Sometimes the weight of the world is so heavy and you just begin to cry out to God and you just want God to deliver you from that circumstance to the point that you believe that God is going to do it. This is where the church needs to be today. We have to be in a place where we got to cry out to God, where we got to fast and pray. Why? Because we need to be converted. This is what happened. So church, tell your neighbor, stop lying. Do what you came to do, Holy Spirit. Christ, even in his power, was telling if you drop down
in 14, drop down to verse 26. It says, if any man come to me, hate his father and his mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, and he, even his own life also, cannot be my disciples. He said, you can't hate them. You can't follow me. What are you saying, preacher? You need to let go of everything and follow me. One of the scriptures says, pick up your cross and follow me. In other words, do as I do. Walk like I walk. Talk like I talk. Have no connection to these earthly things. We get so wrapped up in our flesh. Amen? We wear our feelings on our sleeve. My husband ain't treating me right. My wife ain't treating me right. The kids are just wreaking havoc. Well, why are you worrying about them? What happened to your own personal salvation? You so busy worrying about the things of this world, you ain't putting no emphasis on the things of God. Oh, somebody say, ouch. Have you ever been that way? Worrying about your children running raggedy. You're worrying about your husbands and your wives running raggedy. You're worrying about the people on your job causing you to lose all type of money, French benefits, and all other stuff. Well, what happened to you serving God? What happened to you putting all those cares onto the altar? He said, cast all your cares unto me. Oh, but I'm a believer and I love the Lord. I'm fine, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. But when you look at their life, what does it say? The Bible says that you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. Anybody know what bears mean? What does that mean? Anybody? Somebody just blurt it out. Produce. What you producing? What are you into? What are you doing? Watch it. What do you do every day, all day? Uh-oh. She in my business. Stop stepping on my toes. What are you doing? What lives are you impacting? Who are you bringing to come and hear what thus says the Lord? But I guarantee you we set forth effort. I remember speaking to Brother Ship last night. I said, y'all better be on time for church. Right about it? Because we can set ourselves aside to do whatever it is we want to do. Amen? God is not mocked. Tell your other neighbor, somebody else ain't here. Say, stop lying. Christ was making a plain here. They found every excuse, but let me tell you what Christ did. He told a servant down in verse 21 of chapter 4 of St. Luke. He told him, he said, I tell you what, let them go on about their business. Let me just paraphrase it for you. I like to speak so you can understand me. He said, let them go about their business, but I need you to go out into the hedges and the highways and the byways. Go out into the streets and get those that are poor, those that feel like they are unworthy to sit at this table. Servant maid came and brought a host of people in, and they began to sit around. But guess what? It was still room. Look around this sanctuary. It's still room. A lot of empty seats in here today, right? It's still room. He said, no, we ain't finished. I need you to go back. We need an overflow. Go and get some more of them to sit around. Some people say, I ain't worthy to come to church now. I got to get myself together first. Anybody ever heard that one? I ain't where I need to be, but I'm working on me, so I'll be there when I get right. You can't get yourself right, boo-boo. The word of God said it is not by your strength, but it is by my might. Not yours. Not yours, but mine. So if you ain't dealing with him outside the four walls, what makes you think you're going to be able to handle yourself outside the four walls? You can't do nothing without him. Stop lying to yourself. Stop telling yourself, I got this and I can control myself. Anybody going to tell me when I need to come to the Lord? Don't be disobedient like that. Don't get to a point where you're outside the will of God. Some of us are this close of getting in. But our friends, our family, the loved ones, they do things and they manipulate. Let me tell you, saints, manipulation is not of God. Let me just help you out in case you feel like it. Manipulation is not of God. Bribing is not of God. Manipulating and bribing someone into caring for you and or loving you will only lead you to destruction. What we call witchcraft. Uh-oh. I'm Alicia up there talking about this right now. Absolutely, I am. Why? Because it's by the authority of the Holy Spirit. He showed me that even the sorcerer was attached to the governor himself. What's happening in this land? Listen, we have more homosexuals than we have heterosexuals. A lot of the homosexuals have come out of the closet, but there are still a lot that are still in. I need you to get this. We're living in an end time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, what do you mean? Can a homosexual come into this church? Absolutely. And if you got a problem with it, then you kick rocks and don't come back. See, I need you to understand that he is instructing you to love all creatures. Big, small, black, white, yellow, brown, gay, heterosexual. He said, I hate the sin. The sin. Not the person. That's where deliverance come in. But our people can't get delivered because we are so busy beating them up with the sin. Stop lying. God hates you. You're going to bust hell wide open. Watch this. God's going to send you first with your judgmental self. Golly. He's preaching today. I don't know if anybody catching it, but he's doing what he came to do. We are walking and giving God all sorts of excuses, and we are walking in sin. Yeah, we believe we're righteous. The Bible reminds me, when you get so righteous, you're no earthly. Somebody say, no earthly good. You can't tell me nothing. You ain't no good, no how. You ain't worth the money that go in your bank account. Watch out. We sit down and we judge others. And we speak damnation over other people. Now, how is that where you have become holy? How is that? Who are you lying to? Huh? But when confrontation comes your way, you can't handle it. I just can't handle it. I remember that old song, what am I going to do? What excuse can I use? You remember that? This song back in the day, y'all remember back in the day. Don't act like you don't know about those old jams. But they had meaning. They had, when you can't handle something, you come up with all kind of excuses. Why you can't, why you didn't, and why you shouldn't. Stop lying, church. That's the first thing. We got to stop lying to one another. We got to be accountable for the things that we do and the things that we say. Amen? Even Christ knew that he was among sinners. Sinners, a lie is a lie. Listen, watch it now. Anybody believe that murder is greater than a lie? Anybody? Anybody? Is murder any greater than a lie? Watch it. Because God said that sin is sin. Period. But I ain't doing what he did. He murdered somebody. But you just lied and said you didn't know where he was. And he hiding in your bathroom. You just as guilty. A lie is a lie. But here these same ones said that they were believing that Christ was the Messiah, turned right to his face and said, I just bought some oxen. I got to go tend to my flock. Huh? The other one, what did the other one say? Amen. He said he got married. Then there was another one that said that he got to go deal with his ground. You ain't have to do nothing. Stop lying. I'm so sick of us. That's going to laugh. It's okay. Laughter makes the heart grow fonder. Amen. There's another step closer to God. We just keep on doing everything we think we're big and bad enough to do. But I need to serve you, numbers today. God sees all and he knows all. Uh-oh. He saw you smoking that joint. He saw you drinking to the point of drunkenness. He saw you popping and locking. Come on, somebody. He saw you lying to your spouse so you could do what you needed to do. God dog it, I need her to get out of my business. He knows all. So stop lying. You can get along with one another better by just being honest. Listen, and I'm the kind of individual, I'm going to make you stay honest with me. I'm coming at you. Somebody going to open this door because I know somebody home. I'm going to make you stay honest. Why? Because that's a charge that I have to keep. Anybody have a charge they have to keep? Oh, she just want to get on my nerves. I ain't got time to be, but I'm just done. Be done. But you ain't done with me. I hear you, Brother Chip. Be done. Y'all remember that? One preacher told me, be done then. Yeah. But I'm not going to stop loving you. I'm not going to stop rebuking you. I'm not going to stop chastising you. All because you don't like it. You don't like it. Get out of the way. Go on. Bye-bye. Somebody say, bye, Felicia. Why? Because these things that are of God, meaning you have to be confronted by these things. You have to be called out on these things. You have to be spoken to about these things. Why? Because deliverance is necessary. If don't nobody show you or tell you about your good old nasty self, guess what? We just going to be good old nasty folk, right? Walking around and offending God's gospel. That's like me and Prophet getting it on in the other room, but child, hurry up, get yourself together, because we got to go teach and preach the word of God. Really? Hypocrite. You got that right. But we have hypocrites that sit right amongst us, amen? And I'm not, now listen, I'm just prayerfully saying this, but I don't believe I'm talking to anybody sitting in here right now, because I believe everybody in here holds. I believe everybody in here trying to get their life together. That's just what I believe. Amen? But we have some that will lead the people in this manner. They'll tell you what to do and tell you how to do it and tell you when they want to do it, and then yet they don't do it. They don't walk after the things of God. I don't care how much your mouth says. Again, I say you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. I don't have no time. I'll be so busy even on my sick bed. Me and this little piece of thing right here be going at it. Dang, where she at? Call kid, where's your mom? In the bed. She just sent out all kind of emails and texts. You know why? Because it doesn't stop with me. My job doesn't stop. Your job does not stop, saints. You just stopped it when you start lying. Amen. When we start telling one another what we ain't going to do, God ain't tell me that. All along, you know what's right to do. But God ain't talking to me. He ain't going to never talk to you because you ain't never right. Uh-oh. Silence. I ain't come here for all that. But the Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you to stop. Stop making excuses. His only desire is that you will spend eternity with him, to worship him, to praise him. And while you're here, to seek after him, the word says, seek my face. Who is that? It's God and God alone. Seek my face. He didn't say walk out of the things of the enemy. He didn't say walk and demonstrate the things of the devil. He said, mimic me. He came down out of glory to be an example. He became sin for us. Yet these individuals stood in his presence and lied to his face. You just that bold. Watch it. We even spoke about this on last Sunday where Peter told him, hold up, Jesus. Come on, let me talk to you. Let me pull you aside. You get so bold, you going to rebuke Jesus? Excuse me, hello? This way, please. Come here, I need to talk to you. Who does that? Peter did. But look at what Jesus told him. Satan, get thee behind me. Now, I believe that Peter was in a good place. That's to say, oh, no, Jesus, don't say that, because you know whatever you say, it becomes true. This is not going to happen to you because I'm the man. I got you. But I remember even Christ told Peter, those that live by the sword, die by the sword. So Peter was Christ's right-hand man, and he even told him, you get behind me, Satan. You mean to tell me even if you got a right hand, you can speak to it? Yes, Lord. Bible teaches me that if my right hand offends me, my eyes offend me or my right hand or anything else, what I'm supposed to do? Plug it out. Cut it off. Get rid of it. Bye, Felicia. Poof. Gone. We can't get to that point with God. Don't ever get too big that God can't tell you nothing or your leaders can't help correct you in your situation. You don't even know me like that, for real, lady? I don't even know nothing about you, but God does. It is not my place to know anything about any one of you. It is my place to correct, rebuke, chasten, chastise, and deal with. Amen?